Now then, the blessing of the Lord, you can just read down through each one of these. Verse 13, in talking about the blessing of the Lord, we're redeemed. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. That's us. I like to read it like this. The blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us. Glory to God. Because without that, we'd have never gotten a hold of it. And in reading the blessing of Abraham, go through these. Take time. Look at other translations and dig in. There's a lot of meaning here. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. There it is again. Now listen, now get this. Thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. You're a lender, not a borrower. Why? The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You'll be above only and not beneath if you hearken to the commandment of the Lord thy God. That is all one statement. Look at it again. You shall lend unto many nations, you shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You'll be above only and not beneath. So, well, it looks to me like if it's all right to lend, it's all right to borrow. No, that's not true. If you go on and read in the curse, just the opposite then. You shall lend to none. You will always borrow. You will be the tail and never the head.
Amen. That's right.
Now, what is so dangerous? Why is borrowed money part being in debt? Why is that part of the curse? I questioned the Lord about it. I said, Lord, now I know you're not crosswise of my going to a doctor. What's the difference in going to a doctor and going to a banker? He said, Kenneth, you don't have to enter covenant to go to a doctor.
That's good.
You don't have to subordinate yourself to that doctor. That's the difference. See, covenant is huge with God. And you get covenanted to the wrong people. You get connected to people. Then you get into a place where you have what's in their life in your life. Now Satan has a back door into your life and you don't have any idea how he got in there. But you bowed your knee to somebody to get what they have. And there are people, in fact, at the same time that I was questioning the Lord about this, he said, Kenneth, I have churches that owe money to the mafia and don't know it. And Since then, I've talked to people that knew of situation and conditions like that. I won't go into the details about it, but I don't want my pastor having to go to the mob to get money enough to build a building. We're not going there. But when I found out that the blessing of the Lord is more than enough, I don't have to go in debt. I don't have to subordinate myself to anybody else. One fellow called me one day and he said, "Brother Copeland," he said, "I'm just so blessed." I said, "Really? Glory to God. Tell me what happened." "Well," he said, "oh man," he said, "I'm just so thrilled." He said, one of my partners called me and said, "Now here's what I want you to do." He said, I want you to put this letter of credit right there in your desk drawer. And anytime you need it, all you have to do is just activate that letter of credit to get anything that you need." He said, "Kenneth, isn't that wonderful?" I said, "What happened to Philippians 4:19? Huh?" Now see, that looks really easy for him to get that money on that line of credit. Man, that's dangerous. But in his mind, Philippians 4:19 is hard. I can't get it when I need it if I'm on Philippians 4:19, but if I'm on this partner's letter of credit, I can get it when I need it. Yeah, and you better watch out. You could wind up with, now I'm not saying that that would happen in this case, but then I know of case where it did happen, where you get over into a situation and wind up that those two or three people running your ministry in a way that you can't make final decisions because they own you. Brother Hagin just, he was about to go into a situation. It looked so good, and he was about to go into it. And the Lord put a stop to it. He said, "Don't you do that." He said, "They have ulterior motives. They want to take over your ministry and control what you preach." He said, "You better get away from there right now and don't you go into that." He said, "I'll supply the money for you." Wow. Amen. Amen. The Lord appeared to him to stop him from doing that. Glory to God. This is the reason why we have to get so serious and so involved and so studious about the blessing of the Lord. Glory to God. I don't need borrowed money. I don't need anything but Jesus. He is my source. He is my life. He is in his word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've been walking on it for 52 years now. Hallelujah. And 51 of it has been out of debt.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah.
I sure not looking on going into debt now. Yeah. Well, that's because you got all them partners. I thank God for my partners. Thank God for them. Yes. A lot of partners. More on the way.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
But the out of debt was before the partners. Amen. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
The out of debt was before I had any partner but Jesus.
Amen.
And Gloria. Amen.
Amen.
One, I was talking to Brother Keith. This man came in. He was the largest giver in the church. And he came in and he said, I don't like what you've been preaching. And he said, I've been warning you about it. He said, I'm taking my family out of here, and I'm taking the other families of, and so forth and so on, several families involved. And he said, I'm just here today to serve notice on you. We'll not be back to this church ever again. Well, he was standing there looking out of his window of his office and watching that man leave. And he said, Lord, there goes my biggest giver. The Lord said, no, I'm still here. I'm still here. Whoa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. He'll make you the head. He'll make you the head. I don't care where you go and what you do, he'll make you the head. He'll put you in charge. Hallelujah. You're faithful. He'll put you in charge. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say it. I'm blessed. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. Whatever my hand touches is blessed. I'm blessed. Now build that up. Build that up in you. Learn to depend on that blessing. Glory to God. Expect it. Expect it. That's called hope. There is now faith, hope, love. Okay. Faith is now. Hope, faith, is the substance of things hoped for, and love brings it to pass. Because that's God. Amen. The more that we study this blessing, and the more you expect it, that's hope. Glory to God, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm the blessed one. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. Whatever my hand finds to do, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. He always blesses me. I'm always blessed. Always blessed. You get around Jerry Seville, you won't be around him 10 minutes before you find out he's blessed and favored highly of God. Because he talks it all the time. That's what you and I are supposed to do. Gloria and I sometimes, I mean, this is our routine. We go to bed at night and I get my phone and sit it there, and between the two of us, we listen to Brother Heath. And sometimes we get to preaching to one another, and have so much fun together. And oh, Gloria, I'll just over and over again, she'll say, Kenneth, do you realize how blessed we are? I say, yeah, Gloria, tell me about it. She says, well, look at this house. Look at how we are blessed. We just have everything. We've never asked God for anything that we didn't receive. We're just so blessed. He's so good to us. Kenneth, did you know God is so good to us? He is so good. I say, I know, Gloria, he's good to you. Yeah, but he's good to us. He is so good to us. Well, he's not just good to us. He's just good. For God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Jesus said, why do you call me good? There's one good, and he's God. He is God. He is a good God. He is a faithful God. He is the God. He is, whoa. Now, you start practicing that. If you're blessed, then be blessed. Talk about being blessed. Think about being blessed. Amen. Do a selfie and say, hello, blessed. Yeah. Hello, blessed. I don't know. That's why y'all just talk all the time. You don't have to live in my shoes. Boy, I'm glad. Amen. Now, it takes firm, quality decision. I'm going to talk to you now about this in our closing minutes here. If you're just now making a decision to come out of that kind of life, it takes a strong quality decision. Yes. A quality decision is a word of God-based decision about which there is no more argument. This is final. And from which there is no retreat. There is no going back.
Amen.
From this day forward. Let me give you an example. Well, I believe the Lord wants me to fast for a few days. You know what's about to happen? You're about to eat about 9 of the biggest meals you have ever eaten in all your life, because you ain't never seen no kind of hungry until you start talking about the Lord wanting you to fast. You just announce to the devil that something's up. That's not a quality decision. There's no decision to that. That is kind of a, well, it wasn't a decision. It was a, I don't know what it was, but it didn't work. But when you come to that place where you say, I see where I'm blessed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not living over in that negative old poor is me world anymore.
Amen.
See, you have to make the decision to get out of there. You can't wait till you're blessed physically or mentally or financially. And then, well, as soon as I get blessed, I'll say it. You're going to stay in the ditch right where you are. It doesn't work like that.
That's right.
It does not work like that. No faith. We receive the promise of the Spirit by what?
By faith.
By faith. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. I am blessed, not because I feel blessed. Not because I look blessed, not because I got any money, glory to God. I mean, you may not have enough to rub two nickels together, but you're blessed.
Amen.
You're blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, as soon as I get some money, I'll say it. Oh, forget it. No, no, you need to get right down into what we've been talking about here for now 2 weeks, and we're going to go another week on this. We're going to get over into that promise.
Amen.
And when you get that kind of decision made, I'll tell you something else. I'm supposed to prosper.
Yes,
sir.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm supposed to be well. I'm supposed to live right. I'm supposed to be well. I'm not supposed to be sick. I'm supposed to be healed. Glory to God. Start thinking like that.
Yeah.
And everybody seems like come out of the woodwork, try to tell you something different. Well, just say, ha, 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 glory to God. And particularly if you don't have a faith buddy, particularly if your spouse is still, you know, do like Gloria and I did. She didn't, Gloria, I did all the talking. She just hardly said anything. So I stayed in trouble all the time. And I'd say something, you know, and she said, "That's your confession. I believe every word of it." And then sure enough, whatever it was, it just break right in front of my eyes. And I like what Keith and Phyllis Moore did when they were learning. one of them would say, "Boy, that hurts. I just don't think that's ever going to be healed." The other one would say, "If you say so." "Ooh, listen, that'll change you right quick." "Oh, glory to God. No, it's healed. Praise God. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. It's healed now. It's healed now." Say this.
I am not the sick,
trying to be healed.
I'm the healed. The devil's
trying to steal my health.
I'm not
the broke
trying to get money.
I am the prosperous. And Satan is a thief.
I'm healed.
I'm well.
I'm prosperous.
And I can do all things
through Christ
who strengthens me. I'm a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
Well, stand up and let's give him praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
We're believing in the year of abundant harvest, that we will have abundant souls coming into the kingdom, abundant partners coming into the kingdom, and abundant financial harvest. But that is not all we're believing for. We're believing for everything that Jesus has made available for us on the cross. He made healing available. He made salvations, prosperity, brokenness to be healed, relationships to be healed. This is the year of the abundant harvest, but we also have to be very aware that the year of the abundant harvest does not mean you fold your arms and now you sit back and you relax. I know that harvesting is hard work. You have to work that harvest. It is not just going to fall on your lap. You have to go out and work it. And how we work it at KCM Africa is we go into our prayer closet and call those things, hallelujah. We just call it in. We call it in. We speak the word of God. You don't have to pray long prayers. You just speak the word of God over a situation. It has to change. Because he said in his word that my word shall not return void unto me. We just have to take him at his word. And this is what I love. He just wants us to come like little children to him, childlike faith, just childlike faith. If he said it, he'll do it. I'm expectant. And the partners, they need to just expect the word to work in their life. It's a year of the abundant harvest.
Oh, you love her. I'm so glad you got to meet Christine. You know, we have wonderful directors of our KCM offices all over the world. Wherever you are, we have an office that is assigned to help meet your needs with the Word of God. And she expressed about this is the year of abundant harvest. And I it's in my heart today to encourage you with this. Abundant harvest, it's not just about money. Like she said, it's health and healing. But the thing that's on my heart today is people. Is there somebody that you love and they don't know Jesus? I'm going to agree with you today that they come into the kingdom and that the Lord uses your faithfulness to reach them. And you know what we can do? We can take a seed and sow that into the ministry today and just say, I call that seed my friend's heart, my friend's salvation, my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife, my parents, whoever, call them into the kingdom of God and sow a seed into the ministry and call it their salvation and see what God does. It'll be a quick harvest because it's harvest time. And really, when God says harvest, I think the big thing to Him is people. And so we're going to get in the agreement today with Him and harvest your family. Harvest my family, my friends, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we sow this seed today. No matter how big or how small, Father, we sow this and we call it the salvation of our loved ones. And we thank You for Your faithfulness. We ask You to use us, Lord, in any way You'd like to bring Your word and Your peace and Your life to them. It is the year of abundant harvest and my loved ones are coming in Jesus' name. You know, I want to thank you, partners, for your prayer, your support. We love you and we appreciate you so much. You are helping us to take this gospel all the way around the world, top to bottom, every broadcast, magazine, every product. Because of you, we're able to send it to help people to live for Jesus. Listen, before we leave today, I want to remind you that our Bogota meeting starts tonight. So for more information, go to KCM.org. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/give or call 800-600-7395. This is the time for miracles. Text to Give is available in the U.S. only.
Every seat in Kenneth Copeland Bible College has a story, a legacy. Who will you be?
Because from now on, you're going to come to that hill and you're going to throw her back down in a low gear and you're going to say, we're going up this mountain, glory to God, and we're going to the top. And you get to the top and you'll say, I wonder why I hadn't done this before. It is so wonderful. Where's the next mountain? I'm ready to climb. And in this climate, saith the Lord, you are being surrounded by the moving of the Spirit.
We have a seat for you. Apply now at kcbiblecollege.org and revive your faith. Discover your call.